This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Jimmy pandering to me with the music. A little Kuliki Taka on this Friday show live from Lone Depot Park. It's the 3 o'clock hour of the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show. Welcome in, everybody. Happy New Year again. This is probably the last show. We'll still be wishing people Happy New Year. Oh, what'd you get? You got a little...
Tendies and fries.
Tendies and fries at the media... The media food is already out.
Do a live test.
Go ahead. Yeah, let's see. Bring that closer to the camera over here. We're live on YouTube and Twitch, as we always are. Look at that tendy. That's it.
I'm going to leave the mic here so you can hear the crunch just in case.
All right, let's hear it. Oh, that breading is spectacular. That's double fried 100%.
That's really good.
You know what they say, right? They fry it twice. It's healthier.
So true. I heard the same thing.
That is very true.
I will have to, you like that, huh, Jimmy?
I brought four. Have one.
No, it's all right. It's all right. I'm a broadcaster. I don't eat while
what are you talking
while
about?
I'm on the air.
Yeah, it's a live food review.
All right, just one fry then. I mean,
okay.
One fry.
Deliver that to the Citadel.
Mm. That was a good crunch.
Mm.
Don't exaggerate your ums.
Mm.
It's an okay fry.
You know, a waffle fry at an arena, at a stadium with chicken tenders, easily like Hall of Fame stadium meal, right?
We're obviously grading on a curve here because the stadium food category is a completely different category on its own.
Right.
These on the stadium food scale, very good. I'm going to say 7-2.
A 7-2? All right. Yeah, I'm with that. I'm with that. I'd probably go a little higher just because I'm starving, but a 7-2. a 7-2 is solid. Did you see the food offerings that they're going to have at the arena today for anybody that's coming out to this game?
Did not.
We're at Lone Depot Park, side of the Winter Classic. If you're just joining us, Hawk and Crowder are off. Josh Appel is with me for the next at least hour, maybe a little bit longer than that. Appel will be ringside tonight on the national broadcast. Doug Plagans will be live right here on FM 104.3 WQAM for the call of tonight's game. Let me see if I can look up what was sent to us. Hawk and I went through it a couple days ago, but I'll see if I can.
I see you typing FLAN into your search. Does that mean that they're going to have Flanagans here today?
No Flanagans.
Oh, okay. Or is it flan like the dessert?
No Flanagans, but they're going to have. I wanted to read it. I'll try to find it here. They're going to have.
That's the media schedule.
You know, affogato. You
no.
ever had an affogato?
No.
So it's an Italian, I don't even know you'd call it a dessert, but basically it's like an espresso, and they put ice cream or gelato into the espresso.
Say no more.
And it is unbelievable. They're going to have a flanfogato.
Wow.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new One Pan Assemble and Bake Meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Gato tonight. Man, where is this? Whatever, I'll find it. We'll go through it in the next segment. But some of the food offerings are going to be insane out here, and that happens to be one of them. But Hall of Fame stadium food, like you're at a ball game, you're at just watching a game, whether it's at a football game, baseball game, whatever. You're at a stadium, at an arena, chicken tenders and fries.
For sure.
Easily up there, right?
Yeah, I mean, that is the tried and true, always good for the most part. Some are better than others, but it is always the go-to for me. I don't want to mess around with a burger. That's too much.
Well, the thing with the burger is...
I'm committed to having it in my lap.
You've got to have it in your hand,
yeah.
Almost. Yeah.
With the tenders, I can put it down, and I reach for the tray, and, you know, it's a little easier to eat while we're at a game. Now, nothing will top when the Panthers, in their arena... at Amaranth Bank Arena, had Chickies and Pete's crab fries,
yes,
for a two or three,
yes,
season period.
Yes.
That tops my list.
All right, here we go. I found it. This is from the NHL. What they're going to have at the game tonight here at Lone Depot Park. Bring a taste of the 305 to the 2026 Discover NHL Winter Classic. Pop-up food and beverage activations at the Enterprise NHL pregame. So this is located in West Lot 3 and the West Plaza. Fans are going to enjoy interactive exhibits, hockey-themed attractions, entertainment, and special food and beverage offerings, including Caja China Pan con Lechon, a true immersive experience, whole roasted pig cooked over coals in a custom wood crate, then hand-chopped and served with slow-cooked onions on fresh Cuban bread. That sounds delicious.
Read it again.
Caja China Pan con Lechon. Have you ever had a Caja China?
Never.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me, but you should.
I'm a Broward guy.
And then, you know, this one, Hawk really loved this one. Hawk sent it to me. Thank you very much, Hawk. You must be listening.
Yeah, a little late, though. I mean, I haven't sent it like 3 minutes ago.
Baseballs. Like baseball, but baseballs. Fans' choice of grilled chicken, steak, or tofu served over seasoned rice with a selection of homemade sauces. And then this is... the real, in my opinion, the real draw here. Gage Ocho loaded poutine. So they've got the Latin and the Cuban vibe going, mixed with, you know, for the Canadians that are coming down. They hit you with the Calle Ocho loaded poutine, smoky chorizo, crispy cheese curds, and chimichurri atop a bed of seasoned waffle fries topped with roasted garlic gravy, available at the Change Up near Section 1. And then the Flan Fogato, decadent flan-flavored soft serve, with an espresso shot, pour over, and burnt caramel sauce drizzle. That'll be at Section 28 during the game.
I love how you went Flan Fogato into flan.
Yeah, I had to take that up. So I'll be near Section 1 and near Section 28 pretty much the entire game. Yeah, people are here for the hockey. I'm here for the Flan Fogato and the Calle Ocho loaded poutine. Again, Hawk and Crowder are off. Hawk's going to be here. He'll be out at the Winter Classic. Doug Plagans is going to join us in the next hour. George Richards from Florida Hockey Now is going to join us coming up in the next hour. We were talking about Ole Miss and Georgia yesterday. Did you watch any of the other games? Do you have a chance to watch any of the of the previous games? Oregon's and Texas Tech. Oregon and Texas Tech was just a slaughter. Like, it wasn't even close. And then Bama just got dominated by Fernando Mendoza and Indiana.
What a sentence.
He looks like he is going to be the number one overall pick. He looked the part yesterday again. And, man, I'll tell you what, the SEC, I mean, Georgia and Ole Miss, that game was an instant classic. But the SEC not looking too hot over the last couple days.
Where are all these college football pundits talking about how we have to overhaul the college football playoff because of all these blowouts? Alabama and Texas Tech, who I think are both very good teams. Now, I think Notre Dame should have been in over Alabama, but Alabama still worthy of being in the top 12 of the of college football, given the regular season and making it to the SEC championship game. But I don't hear any crowing about Texas Tech getting blown out, shut out in a playoff game, or Alabama putting up 3 points in a playoff game.
There was some crowing, like the Big 12. What are we doing with the Big 12? We're rewarding Texas Tech for going undefeated in a conference that clearly is just not able to match up against the best teams in college football.
But the point is, the Panthers just scored a goal. That's not the point. The point is that blowouts happen no matter the level of the opponent. James Madison scored over 30 points against the same Oregon team up at Autzen in Oregon in the first round of the playoff. I will say, the Orange Bowl being played at noon didn't feel right.
It didn't?
No. I like the Orange Bowl at night.
Yeah, but it was beautiful yesterday.
Oh,
the weather was perfect.
I'm not saying it wasn't.
I mean, compared to the Rose Bowl, where it was raining for 48 hours straight before the game.
If it were me, I know it was cool that Miami was in prime time at night, but how about you go Orange Bowl at night on New Year's Eve, Cotton Bowl at Jerry World indoors at noon to start the triple header the next day, or do a double header on each day. The Orange Bowl at night or at noon didn't feel right to me.
Yeah, but sunny South Florida, you're in Miami, the sun was out. I don't know. I think you're off on this one. I think it made a lot of sense. Plus, the weather was perfect. Couldn't have asked for better weather unless you're a Texas Tech fan. Then,
well, at least you got good weather when you sat through that drubbing.
Very true.
I mean, it's got to be such an odd feeling because of the season they had and how great they were. And then you come out in the playoff and you just lay an absolute egg. Like, how do you even, like, process the season you just had?
If you're one of the fans, Miami Hurricanes fans, who had the guts from the very beginning and booked flights and booked hotels and booked your tickets, were able to secure tickets, past Ohio State, you're in luck. If you aren't, if you're thinking of jumping on a flight now to go to Arizona to watch the Fiesta Bowl.
Start driving now.
Start driving, because good luck. Listen to what Andy Slater tweeted. He said, zero seats available on nonstop flights from Miami to Phoenix the day before the Fiesta Bowl. And he says, if you're flying out of FLL in Fort Lauderdale, JetBlue added one flight with a few seats left at $1,300 round ticket. Thursday, 7:30, Miami, Ole Miss in the Fiesta Bowl. It's going to be insane, my guess, but for those of you who had the guts and planned ahead, you're in luck. For those of you who didn't, good luck, man.
I mean, look, you can take a nice connection through the wonderful Atlanta airport on Delta. You fly out there an hour and a half, and then you get on the bird from Atlanta and you go to Phoenix. If you don't mind not having a direct flight, some people do. So in that case, like I said, just start driving now.
It's crazy though, man, right? Miami playing meaningful football. They're one win away. One win, Appel, from getting to the college football playoff natty, which is going to be played in Miami. I mean, Cristobal wins that game. He's immediately, you think about the head coaches who have come through here already. He wins that game, and he's being talked about. I'm not saying as the greatest head coach in Kansas history, but he's in that conversation.
Well, he's got to win a national championship.
Right. But I'm saying, I mean, in Miami, to do it the way he's done it, he's immediately catapulted into that conversation.
The thing that I'm rooting for is an IU Miami national championship. Columbus's Fernando Mendoza against Columbus's Mario Cristobal.
Is that your dream matchup? Because I still like...
I don't think Miami wins that game. I think they have a better chance to beat Oregon.
Really?
Yeah.
You think Indiana is that good?
Yes. They blow everybody out, and they just thumped Alabama. They beat Ohio State in essentially the same manner that Miami did. They're both really good up front, and it all just comes down to quarterback play when all things are even. And I give the nod to Fernando Mendoza. But... You can't overlook Trinidad and Ole Miss. I mean, the Canes are favored in that game. It's going to be tough regardless of the coaching situation. That might give Miami a leg up, but it's still going to be an incredibly difficult game. I do wonder, though, like, at what point for Miami does this become, all right, like, everything from here on out is gravy. Like, you just went to College Station and took down Texas A&M. You just beat Ohio State, the defending national champion, who was number one in the country all the way until they lost by 3 in the Big Ten title game to Indiana, and you beat them by 10. At what point does this become gravy? And at what point are they playing with house money? Not in the sense that, like, all right, like, we're here and we're happy to be here, but, like, this is a roaring success of a season right now.
But I think it was gravy after you beat A&M. You got in. Okay. You beat A&M. You won your college football playoff game. You proved the doubters wrong that not only did you belong there, but you could go on the road and win a really tough game against an SEC opponent. And to beat Ohio State, I mean, well, that's like, to beat Ohio State, shake off the rust or the demons of that 2003 blown call by Terry Porter. Like, to me, it's already gravy.
Right, and part of me wonders, like, does the semifinal game feel less big than the quarterfinal game against Ohio State?
I thought with the Georgia storyline, you know, it maybe would have felt bigger, but it doesn't with Ole Miss. And by the way, I think you got to win this game, man, because to play for a natty in Miami, yeah, like, because it's in
your
Miami,
home stadium, yep.
I mean, in your home stadium, especially when you're on basically, like, on the outside looking in, you felt, of the college football playoff. Man, the committee has to feel good right now, by the way, right?
Oh, my God. They are well, I would say they're vindicated for sure with the Miami decision.
The Alabama one.
The Alabama one, absolutely. Now, I know they went on the road and beat Oklahoma, but Oklahoma is about on the same tier as Alabama is. Notre Dame is better than Alabama, and I feel like could have given Indiana. I know SEC fans love to talk in hypotheticals, so I'm going to talk in hypotheticals now. I hypothetically think Notre Dame would have given Indiana a much better game in the quarterfinal.
What's this Dick Vitale doing? Huh? You saw that tweet?
what are we doing here?
I have no doubt that Notre Dame would be lifting the national title trophy. Like,
how?
Okay. Oh, maybe they should have won more games then.
Right.
Dickie V.
Don't lose to A&M, the team that Miami beat on the road. Yeah, how about that?
This is the first college football playoff ever where the semifinals don't include any of Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama, or Clemson.
It's amazing what happens when all these power conference teams can start building their roster with salaries and money, and not just the SEC, and it levels the playing field, and suddenly the big bad SEC isn't all big and isn't so bad anymore. Well, maybe they are kind of bad.
They're still pretty bad. Ole Miss scared the hell out of me.
No, I'm just saying, like, we're looking at some of these SEC teams in the college football playoff and in some of these bowl games. Like, Tennessee and Missouri did not beat a team with a winning record all season long, and those two programs were ranked consistently all year to bolster these resumes of other SEC teams in the college football playoff rankings. And my point is, well, yes, the Big Ten and the SEC are still the kings as far as conferences go in college football. The playing field is so much more even now. It's so much more even. The gap has shrunk considerably.
Barry Jackson tweets out, got clarity, Dolphins quarterback, their new quarterback, Cam Miller, signed with the Dolphins through 2026. He was shocked to be poached, but very happy to be here. Just a quick look at headlines, by the way. The Miami Heat are back at home tomorrow. Big-time win yesterday against the Detroit Pistons. They've won four consecutive games. They're going to host Minnesota tomorrow at the Kaseya Center, and then they'll play a home back-to-back on Sunday. They host the New Orleans Pelicans as well. Tomorrow's game's at 5. On Sunday, I believe, is at 3 p.m. or 6 p.m. Excuse me. Tomorrow's at 5. Sunday's at 6 p.m. Tonight, Panthers, Rangers, 8 p.m. Our broadcast with Doug Plagans can be heard right here. Plagans, that's a 7:30 p.m. start time tonight. The broadcast is at 7:30. Pre-game with Kevin Rogers, right? The great Kevin Rogers.
The legendary Kevin Rogers.
Plagans hanging out with us here. He'll join us coming up in about an hour. George Richards from Florida Hockey Now. He's somewhere here. He has his Flanagan's Cup. He's somewhere here. He'll be with us. Tom Brady is in the building.
Somewhere. I know, funny. I walked by a whole bunch of people on the way into the building today who were wearing the No Bull brand shirt.
That's his, I don't know if it's his brand or he bought
the
brand.
He's associated with it, yeah. And I'm walking by this group of people, and I'm like, this guy looks a lot like Tom Brady. What's Tom doing here? There have been social media videos of him the last couple of days. I just saw him in Buffalo the other day. What's Tom doing down here in Miami for the Winter Classic? But Tom was presented with a Florida Panthers Winter Classic number 12 Brady jersey a little while ago.
I like it. At least he's repping the Panthers, not repping the Rangers.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
he can't. You see him in the booth with just one glove on?
Yeah, I didn't really understand that. I don't know what we were doing there.
Diabolical way to call a call.
I'm going to make a wrestling reference. Is he Kane again with just the one glove on? I mean, what are we doing here? Right, Jimmy?
One WWE reference earlier
in the per hour.
In the first segment was enough.
Without the choke slam.
One per hour.
One per show. That's all I allow you guys. Not two. Enough. Enough with the wrestling. I want to talk to you about the Florida Panthers. We'll do that with George Richards coming up. But overall, when we had you on at the arena, I'd say maybe 3 weeks ago, remember they were playing a home game.
Against Toronto.
Against Toronto. And we were kind of chatting and saying, at what point do the Panthers say, okay, enough's enough. We're just not going to be able to recover.
I was there.
And that day, they were second to last in the Atlantic. And we were just kind of questioning, hey, there's no shame in saying you lost Barkey. Kachuk missed the first 4 months of the season. You've been banged up elsewhere as well. It's not like it's just those two. There's no shame after three Stanley Cup Finals appearances in a row, two titles in a row, and saying, hey, we'll be back next year ready to go healthy. That's not even a question anymore. I mean, this team has kind of hit their groove.
Yeah.
Took them about 2 weeks after that. They've hit their groove. They're playing the best hockey of the season, I imagine.
Yeah, and the Montreal game the other night was certainly one that you'd like to see them not blow. I mean, they had a 2-0 lead with less than 5 minutes left, and the Canadiens were able to win that game in overtime. And now the Panthers fall out of a playoff spot
behind Solana's
Buffalo Sabres, who have won 10 games in a row.
10 in a row.
And the Buffalo Sabres, get Pizzola on the phone.
All I know is that I asked Pizzola if he was all in on or if he was buying the Buffalo Sabres. I was mocked. I was belittled by Pizzola, by Hawk, by Crowder, and had Pizzola, Hawk, and Crowder bet money line on the Sabres. Every day since then, they'd be a lot richer men. That's all I'll say. I was in on the Buffalo Sabres before anybody else, and now they've rattled off 10 straight wins.
And they are in the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. The Panthers 1 point behind the Sabres. They played the same amount of games, the Rangers in second to last in the Eastern Conference. But it just goes to show you, you know, at this point in the season, obviously things start to figure themselves out. But and I kind of begrudge myself for falling into this. There's too much talent on this Panthers team, and there's a lot of talent around the league. You go on one of these runs, you win 7 out of 9, 8 out of 10, or in the Sabres' case, you win 10 in a row, you go from bottom of the East right into a playoff spot. And so there's still plenty of things to figure out. And Paul Maurice said this yesterday or the day before, the Panthers are getting a lot healthier. And it's going to be like they're going to make a ton of trades before the trade deadline without actually having to give up any pieces that are currently on the roster, which is a huge morale boost, not just to get the guys back, but to not lose anybody either. Matthew Tkachuk's return is imminent. We're going to see Cole Schwinn, Dmitry Kulikov, and Thomas Nosek, and potentially Alexander Barkov here before the end of the season at some point. Not sure on the timeline of those guys, but definitely after the Olympics. Kachuk likely back. This is my conjecture. I would imagine in the next week or so, he'll be back playing in games for the Panthers. It's going to have a completely different feel, and we said before the season, this team just has to tread water and be able to get to this point, the new year, the Winter Classic, the Olympics, and just be in it. And they are in it, and they're about to get a ton of reinforcements, maybe the best possible one in Matthew Tkachuk until Barkov comes back.
Would have been so sweet if he could play tonight.
Yeah.
That guy wants to play, right?
Oh,
he
for sure.
To ice.
For sure, but at the same time, like, with his injury issues the last couple of seasons.
Just not worth it.
You don't want this surface. Not that it's bad per se, but you never know. It's not a regular ice surface they play on. You don't want something to go wrong here and then have to reset that whole timeline. So they're playing it safe because as amazing as this spectacle is going to be today, bigger picture goals here for this Florida Panther team.
One more quick note before we take a break. George Richards will join us in the next segment. I actually see him walking over here right now.
Tyler Hero, his Flanagan's Cup?
He did bring it. When I walked in, I saw him with his Flanagan's Cup. Tyler Hero is out tomorrow against the Timberwolves. Pelle Larsson has been upgraded to questionable for tomorrow's game. We're live at Lone Depot Park, the site of the Winter Classic for the first time ever here in South Florida, in Miami. We're inside Lone Depot Park. We're overlooking the awesome setup that the game is going to be played on today. And George Richards will join us to talk about that game, talk more about the Panthers coming up in the next segment. Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show rolls on here in the 3 o'clock hour.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The Florida Panthers have a big one tonight, and it's in Miami. It's been a while since the Cats played here in Miami. And for the first time ever, I would imagine, in Little Havana, We're live from the Lone Depot Park. The Florida Panthers will play the Rangers. Our broadcast begins tonight at 7:30 p.m. K-Raj will get you ready with the pregame show, and then Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay will be on the call. And joining us now is our friend, George Richards. You know him on this show as GR.
Most people know me as GR.
I like the idea of Hawk driving down to Miami and just turning around and saying, I can't.
That's not going to work. I can't be in the same building as this.
Read George's coverage, FloridaHockeyNow.com. He's been covering the Florida Panthers for a very, very long time. Did you ever think, George, that this would be possible? I mean, we've talked so much about the Cats, the run over the past whatever it's been now, 4 or 5 years,
yeah.
Three consecutive Stanley Cup finals. They've won two straight. You had a Game 7 at the Amerant Bank Arena. All that stuff we've talked about. But yeah, this right here, the idea that the NHL would be so in tune with the Panthers that they'd actually put a Winter Classic outdoors in Miami, like what does it mean for the state of hockey in South Florida, but for this organization as well?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, Josh knows. I've been selling this since, what, 2010?
I was going to ask you, yeah, like, for this to, I mean, for you to come to, yeah, fruition.
I wrote in the Miami Herald in 2010, hey, is the Winter Classic getting a little stale? Because this was before they could use football stadiums. They were only using ballparks. How many ballparks could you use? I was like, hey, they're building one at the Orange Bowl with a retractable roof. Let's do it. Every year I ask Gary Bettman, to the point where it was a running joke, where if we were in a press conference with Gary Bettman and I raised my hand, George, we're not playing at Marlins Park. Oh, you have anything else? No, that was it. Until it started to, quote-unquote, warm up. And you've got to thank the Tampa Bay Lightning, because they actually kind of got that ball rolling in 2018. Tampa had the All-Star game. The NHL's heading to the airport, and all of a sudden, all the billboards light up. Hey, NHL, thanks for the All-Star game, but next time, let's go outside or think outside the box. They started talking. Bill Zito, the Tampa Bay Lightning, get together, say, hey, Gary, come on, hook the brother up. We both need this. And now we're looking. Now the NHL goes, hey, let's just do it in both places. We were going to do it in Tampa. We got Miami. We got the ballpark with the roof. Let's do it there too.
Do you hear how humble he's being?
Very.
I interpreted that as George being the catalyst for this happening.
No.
Because you're the one who put it on the radar. They knew.
But when I did, it was just dismissed like there is no way. But I talked to Graham. He's the ice guy for the
Love
Panthers.
Graham.
And I talked to Graham 15 years ago, and he goes, you know what? With a roof, you could do it. The way that the ice is being made, yeah, I think you could do it under the right conditions like we've got now. You know, who did the NHL bribe to get a cold front to come through? Because the weather's going to be spectacular. It's not raining. That was the big thing.
Yeah.
Humidity and rain. This would be an indoor-outdoor game if it was raining, but there's 0% chance of rain. There's no humidity. It's going to be absolutely spectacular here at the ballpark. And for all the haters who are saying it's an indoor winter classic, when this place opens up, it's a completely different place. Right now, it looks like we're in the middle of an airplane hangar, right?
Yeah.
This could be the ballpark in Phoenix or Milwaukee. But when this thing opens up, I was talking to the manager of the Atlanta Braves earlier this season. He had never seen the roof open before the Braves were here back in March, April, whatever it was. He goes, my God, this place is beautiful.
Feels different.
He goes, before he'd only seen it closed. This place looks like an aircraft hangar. When it's open, it's an outdoor ballpark. It's a convertible, whatever you want to call it.
And, you know, you mentioned the ice conditions. I was talking to one of the Zamboni guys yesterday. I wonder if it was Graham. I don't know if it was or not. But he was saying that the ice quality is about what they would see at Amerant Bank Arena. Obviously, that was with the roof closed, but they tested this out on Tuesday night. Temperature was right around 60 degrees, and it went so well. They were like, you know what? We got 2 hours with the roof open, and everything seems to be going smoothly. We got what we wanted.
And they built the ice a little thicker.
An inch.
For you technical fans out there.
They're using two refrigeration systems.
Two refrigeration systems. They use the water from the pitcher's mound. I didn't know if you knew that. They built it thicker, so in case it starts to melt, it's easier to take water off.
Wow.
Not add, off, without messing up the ice.
And we heard from Paul Maurice yesterday. I think the ice conditions for the team skates yesterday drew universal approval except for Rangers forward Will Cooley. I think he was the only person to say something negative about the ice yesterday.
Who plays at Madison Square Garden, which universally has the worst ice in the National Hot Dog League. You know, for a Ranger player to say anything bad about anybody else's ice, go play in the snow.
You could hear Will Cooley's comments on the pregame show at Sports USA. When you're in commercial break of QA.
With Steve Goldstein.
Yes.
Goldie, will be on the call there. Josh Appel will be rinkside for the national call. I'm fascinated by all that. I didn't realize it built the ice a little bit thicker. Yeah. And
just in case it starts to melt, but they're not expecting it to.
Well, this would be, if the temperature is what it's scheduled or forecasted to be at puck drop, it'll be the third warmest outdoor game in league history. Back in 2016, it was 65 degrees in Denver for Avs and Red Wings. And then in 2014, they played at Dodger Stadium, Ducks and Kings. They were really worried about it. I remember watching it at the time.
Right.
62 degrees at puck drop in that one. So we're not even in the warmest area.
Right. Who would have thought? Miami does not have the warmest outdoor ice hockey game in NHL.
Well, I'll tell you what. All right. We got an ice rink. And George Richards brought his Flanagan's Cup. I mean, we're playing hockey today, ladies and gentlemen. We're playing hockey.
It's the same Flanagan's Cup I left here for Marlins season. It's great. I got a great hiding spot, Josh, if you ever need one here at Marlins Park. Lone small L, depot, small P, park.
Okay, come on.
Trademark awaits.
We saw Matthew Tkachuk on the ice yesterday. We saw Alexander Barkov, Thomas Nosek on the ice yesterday. Obviously, Barkov and Nosek a lot further away than Matthew Tkachuk. But what is the realistic timeline here that you're hearing about Matthew Tkachuk's return? Is it this coming week? Is it the following week? I'm assuming he wants to play a decent bit before the Olympics as well.
Yeah. He'll be. I would think that he is back anytime soon. I wouldn't be surprised if he's back Sunday against the Colorado Avalanche. Whatever time it is. Doug's not here. I don't know what time it is. Sunday they play the Colorado Avalanche at sunrise. Again, I'd be surprised. He needs some practice time, but he's been on the ice long enough to where you can think that he'd be out there at least on the upcoming road trip. The Panthers play Sunday against the Avs, and then they go on the road, I think, for like 11 days. I would not be surprised if Matthew Tkachuk plays on that road trip.
That'll be a 5 p.m. puck drop, by
the way.
Oh,
there you go.
On AM 560. Is Barkey actually going to be able to return this season? I mean, I was telling Appel earlier, it doesn't make any sense to me that less than 4 months after major knee surgery, he's already back on skates. I mean, I know he's a different animal.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
He's a Panther.
What's the idea here, though? Deep playoff run, and he's able to return?
Yeah. That's it. It depends on your definition of the season, right? Regular season, no. Sasha Barkov will not play for the Panthers in the regular season. They're hoping for April. It is weird to see him walk on skates. You're like, guy, he just had reconstructive surgery, right? ACL, MCL, that's huge. That's structural. I've said it here on your show before. This is not a pain tolerance issue. This is a structural issue. But let's not forget, Sasha Barkov was probably skating on skates before he could walk, right? His dad's a hockey guy, so – him skating on a reconstructed knee, sounds weird to us, but that's just natural to him. And I like what Paul Maurice said about it, because everybody's like, oh, Barkey's skating. He goes, this has nothing to do with anything. He's not ahead of schedule, nothing. It was like a Sunday walk through the park.
Sam Bennett from Team Canada.
Bum, 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 bum.
What do we make of that situation?
Yeah.
Talking to Doug off the air earlier, there are two pretty big snubs
on
this game today. Adam Fox, maybe a little more explainable,
not
making Team USA for the Olympics than Sam Bennett for Team Canada. But what do you make of that? The Conn Smythe winner, Stanley Cup final. He's having a career year this year. Was great in the Four Nations for Team Canada. What's going on here?
I don't know. Let's ask John Cooper, head coach of your Tampa Bay Lightning and Team Canada. I mean, I would just think that Coop, I don't know, he picked three of his guys I guess he didn't want three Panthers on the team. I don't know. It was a big surprise, Sam Bennett not being on Team Canada. I think everybody just assumed he would be on it because he played so well with Brad Marchand last year. Like you said, at the Four Nations,
playing great together in the regular season.
They're playing great together. You could make that fourth line with Bennett, but we don't make those decisions for Team Canada because
you don't.
Because they're going to Italy. That's from Stripes.
Italia.
Italy. they don't know. Like, they need to get guys that can play different roles, because if a couple guys go down, there's nobody's flying to Italy to replace them. So I think they were looking for more guys with different skill sets, but who has more skill sets than Sam Bennett?
Yeah.
He can play the wing, he can play center, he could be your first line center. You don't want him to be, but he's at least your second line, and he could be the fourth line guy. Whatever you want to do, he'll do it. So you feel bad for him that he's not able to go. You feel bad for Sasha Barkov. He wanted to go as captain of Finland. He obviously will not. But, you know, it's one of those things.
They would have had 11 players playing in the Olympics had Bennett been selected and Barkov been healthy.
And had Russia had a team, you might have had at least
13.
One goalie. Yeah.
What's the deal with the ice in Italy? I'm just basing this off of random tweets that I've seen, that apparently it's not as it's not built to the standard that NHL players want it to be. Is there any truth to that?
This rink might be the ice here at Marlins Park might be better than the ice they play on.
Well, it's a size thing too.
How's that possible?
It is a smaller rink.
But how's that possible?
They screwed up. They didn't really check it, and I don't think that they knew any better, because usually in international play you have bigger ice.
Right.
It's called international ice. It's much it's more wide open, a lot more room. And this year, the NHL said, yes, we will go, but you have to go by our – we want to play on our ice. And somehow wires got crossed. The way the arena was designed, the ice is just a little bit too small. And the arena's not finished yet. That's the other thing that people are worried. Is this arena even going to be ready? So, hey – the Marlins aren't playing here till March. Let's just leave.
Bring it over. Yeah, bring it over.
Move the World Junior, the World Baseball Classic to Tampa, and we're good to go.
All right, yeah, I like that.
Play the Olympics here.
Bring the Olympics to Little Havana. George, before we let you go, Happy New Year, first and foremost.
Well, thank you. Happy New Year.
You are known for always having your Flanagan's Cup. Did you go to Flanagan's for New Year's Eve? I need to know
what
you did for New Year's Eve.
Boy, let me tell you something. It was a party. I had to work. I worked for the Orange Bowl yesterday.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah, and I had like a 6 a.m. Call time at Hard Rock Stadium. So,
how do you feel about a noon kick at the Orange Bowl?
It was weird. It was
weird. Appel was taking issue with it, but I thought because the weather was so spectacular, just kind of made sense.
Oh, it was
sunshine.
Nice.
I'm not saying it wasn't nice, just weird feeling.
But it was weird. You had two weird teams. Texas Tech and Oregon had never played in the Orange Bowl before, so that was odd. The time was odd. And I had to be there at 6 a.m. So I rang New Year's in by being asleep. I watched the end of the Canes game. I watched the post-game show on ESPN with Van Pelt. And I was out. So, no, did not go anywhere for New Year's.
How about the Hurricanes, George, putting together a magical little run?
How about those Hurricanes, eh?
Yeah.
We're not talking about Carolina either. Magical run for the Hurricanes. Just an unbelievable turn of events for them. You know, getting into the playoffs. I mean, who would have thought after that SMU loss when you had that roughing the passer?
The season was over.
Overtime.
The season was over,
and you could see it in their faces.
Yep,
you could see it in Mario Cristobal's face. He knew we have just wasted this season, and then they come back, and they look terrible, and then all of a sudden it catches fire, and they've just been a wagon ever since.
We would be talking about, hey, is Cristobal still the right guy for the job? Like, I'm not suggesting he would have been let go, but we would be having those conversations. Instead, you're a win away from the national championship game.
In Miami.
George Richards, again, read his work, floridahockeynow.com. He knows the Panthers as well as anybody, and I imagine you're going to take this in today, right? Like this.
Oh, this is great. Yeah, awesome. we're going to head out over to 16th Avenue here in a minute. They're going to have the arrivals. We're going to see if they go.
What do you think they're wearing?
Huh?
What do you think they're wearing?
It's got to be some kind of Miami Vice thing, right? Although, I forget, maybe it was Doug. Somebody was like, you guys ought to do a reverse. Because last year the St. Louis Blues, I think it was, showed up at Wrigley Field in all beach gear, even though it was like -8.
Oh, so dressed up like ski jacket.
No suits, the whole thing.
Oh, that's good.
The goggles. But it's got to be Miami Vice, or it's got to – and I don't know if the NHL will allow it, but
the full Marlins uniforms?
No, well, full Marlins, the old school Marlins uniform. Not the movie, the cocaine movie.
Oh, Scarface.
Scarface. Go full Scarface. You get the Goodyear
Never
blimp.
Seen it, by the way.
Sign me up.
That's hard to believe. Get the Goodyear blimp out there. The world is yours. Have him walking out like Tony Montana. Oh, man.
Sign me up for that.
That'd be great. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, that's one thing the NHL does very good. We see, you know, spoiler alert, they're going to play some Gloria Estefan music here today.
Yeah, they
okay?
are.
Okay, spoiler alert.
Luis Fonsi is part of the festivities.
Luis Fonsi.
The Fonz, I think he's called.
Yeah, you nailed that. I don't think anybody calls him the Fonz.
No, they call him the Fonz. No, that's a thing. He sells Ford Broncos. I see him on
yes, he does.
TV all the time. The Fonz. He wears a leather jacket. Come on. It's just, but they kept secret the wardrobe. So unless you're hanging out on Miami Beach and see the guys getting loaded up onto the bus, it'll be a surprise till they get off it.
All right. Well, George Richards, read his work after the game and for the rest of the season. GR, we appreciate you stopping by. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes, sir. We'll talk throughout the rest of the season. We'll take a break live from Lone Depot Park. Appel Solana take you up until 6 p.m. Thanks again to George Richards. More Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show after this.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. Stamps.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.